Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. It's the morning after Pride.
Uh-huh.
We have awoken. How are we feeling?
You know what? Tired.
Uh-huh.
And so very happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about that with Jax a little bit in a couple songs here. I want to read this text out. Morning, guys. I moved to a small town north of Timmins from Welland in 2020. Spent the better part of my life listening to your radio station. I just came back to visit for the weekend. It was nice to tune you guys in as I start my trip back. Have a great day. And that's from Charity. Cool. By the way, remember, Charity, you can always listen to us on the iHeartRadio app.
That's right.
Anytime you want. Now, checking in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
My fiance Val and I did a late night trip last night to IKEA. We went to IKEA at 8 o'clock on a Sunday
Amazing.
Night.
Oh, cool.
And I'm very proud to say we're still engaged.
I'm
we
sure it was it. A lot better than doing it
yeah,
at any other point.
No.
It's always a nightmare when you go to a
really?
Telco. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by
There's
that.
There's never a good time to go to IKEA, but you got to go.
Okay. Jax, what's up with you?
I want to give a huge shout out to Lizzo. We'll be chatting about this, I'm sure, later, but her and Live Nation have donated more than $1 million to Planned Parenthood US, which is just a huge move, and we've seen celebrities doing it all weekend. So round of applause.
Big shout
Lizzo,
out to Lizzo.
Guys. Love Lizzo.
Amazing.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax, tell us about Pride for you. And the reason I ask is that, you know, it's been a minute.
Oh, it has been a minute, yes.
And I wanted to know, it felt like at least on Thursday when I walked up the street and then, you know, we were walking around on Saturday morning, yeah. The three of us, because we all went up for breakfast, that the vibes were immaculate.
The vibes were indeed immaculate. I wasn't sure how wild it was going to be because, like you said, this is the first time in a minute, the first Pride Parade since 2019, and it was even more wild than I thought. The footage that I saw yesterday of the crowds for the Pride Parade were unreal.
Huge, unreal.
It was wild. And they extended, like usually churches closed until about Carlton. They closed it all the way until Dundas. So the village was extended. It was wild. I went out Thursday night to a Dolly Parton themed variety and dance party.
Yeah, we talked about that the next day for you.
My I have a cut on the back of my heels because I wore cowboy boots. My feet bled. I ate McDonald's on the top of my car. I danced until 4:30 a.m. on Saturday.
That's
night.
The craziest part to me.
Yeah,
so you stayed out till 4:30.
Yeah, man, you
get
got
up
to.
At that time.
You have to. You have to go out. Like, this is the first time. And the feeling of togetherness and unity that this city had for the first time in so long, because it's been a dark couple of years.
Yeah.
It felt like, okay, it's happening. Things are back to normal. And, I just, the city really came together. I was getting chills. I teared up a little bit this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's a lot in a really good way.
Wow.
A lot of feelings.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to hear that. I know the parade was extra long and
yes,
then there were some crowd control things and whatever. But you know, I think sometimes it's just like we're trying to be perfect here and it's impossible after a couple of years without this, right?
Yeah.
It's wild.
It was
it's
a beautiful
absolutely
thing.
Wild.
Beautiful,
good.
Beautiful thing.
I'm happy to hear that.
Go.
Now, producer Leah is off today.
Oh.
She went to see Spice, who
was
like the headliner.
Yes.
And so I want to know how Spice was because producer Leah was supposed to make it out to breakfast with us the next morning.
Oh, no.
And did not make it.
Didn't even tell us she wasn't coming either.
No.
Just kind of didn't show up.
No.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about how that went.
I saw some videos of Spice on Friday night at Young and Dundas Square, and it was unreal.
Yeah?
It was like everything everybody wanted and more.
Oh,
it did seem like
anarchy
a little bit.
I love that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Gas prices are so high. They're high everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really high in Europe. And in England, they're having a problem again. And this happened, I guess, in the 70s as well. There was a big gas problem back in the day.
Okay.
Where people would siphon gas. So they would stick a hose down your gas tank, and then they would suck on the hose until the gas came up, and then it would come out, and you'd be pulling. Yeah.
So my brother used to do that to clean his fish tank.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
The one thing that people are doing to stop that from happening is they're buying Ring doorbells and they're sticking them on their car.
Yeah.
Because it will, you know, it's Wi-Fi connected. Mm-hmm. And it's just a battery power.
You get footage.
Yeah. And you will get footage of people siphoning gas, which is kind of crazy.
I mean, I get it. It works. But here's the problem, because I just got a Nest doorbell. What do you do once you have the footage? Because it's not like you can chase them through the camera.
Yeah. I think the thing is you get the notification when somebody's close, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And you go outside and chase them?
Yeah. I think that's what you have to do. I think that's all you can do. Because what are the, like, are the police going to arrest somebody for stealing $20 worth of gas? Yeah, probably not.
No, but
right?
You can fight them. Vigilante justice.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
where we are as a society, I guess, is fighting people from Ring doorbells because of gas.
100%.
If you put on a superhero cape, too, then you could just say that you're a superhero.
You could.
And then you're above the law at that point.
You could do that as well. So I just thought that was kind of crazy. And people are, they're like, we can't get gas, but we can get Ring doorbells. There's lots of those made. So, and Jax, you're kind of obsessed with yours anyway, right?
Oh, it's a problem. Like, I just got a notification. It's just somebody walking by, but I'm watching them now. I'm watching everything now.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I had a friend text me yesterday and was like, hey, man, what are you doing in a couple weekends? I'm coming into town and my buddy's coming down from Ottawa. Like, we're all friends from Halifax and it would have been a great chance to meet up. And I said, I am out of town that weekend. And he said, okay, when's the next time you're in town?
Yeah.
Or not doing something. And I was like, September.
Yeah, no, honestly.
And it's so funny how the summer works like that, right? You kind of, you reach it, because you, when you're a kid, it's like, you just like, hey, what are you doing this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. But then you get to be an adult, and you've got family things to go to. Just this alone, I want to run this by you. The average person will go to 3 weddings mm-hmm. and 3 birthday parties this summer. Now, if we had all gone to producer Leah's birthday party, that would have been one for us.
But I have one in early June, too.
You had a birthday party?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had a birthday party, which I also didn't make it to. So I would have been at 2 had I been a good friend, but I'm not. So you would have had that and then 3 weddings. How many weddings are you guys going to this summer?
I have one next week or the week after, and then I have one early September, which do you count as the summer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then my H&M suit is getting some miles. Hey.
There you go. Hey. All right. I have, I believe, 1 this summer. That's it, thankfully. But I can remember summers where there were like 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah. I've done the dance of, like, multiple weddings. And I also have the problem where I have to go back to Nova Scotia for them, too.
Oh.
Because a lot of my friends. Yeah. Yes. So I have, like, a couple weddings here this summer and then one back in Nova Scotia, which is, it's always so cheap to fly, isn't it? It's so cheap to fly.
But at least you can take Porter and not go through Pearson, right?
That is true. I will pay anything not to go through Pearson. Yeah.
I just was thinking, like, you know, you look forward to summer all year long.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, I got a bunch of plans. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, all the things, because I think part of the fun of summer is being able to, like, what do you feel like doing tonight? All right, let's go do it.
Yeah, but it's literally never happened, though. You've never been able to have a summer where you go, like, I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. Like, you know what you're doing every weekend until October.
You're right. I do. The only summer, I think, in memory that I didn't have that was 2020. When
you were forced not to go.
When we were all stuck at home.
Yeah,
like,
here's the thing, though. It's like the first summer after the pandemic, so of course it's going to be busy. Everybody's been like holding their birthdays and their major parties for the summer, but you can either just bail or say no. That's how I get out of things.
Or you just need trauma in your life. Like our dog broke her leg, and we got to cancel all of our June plans because of it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't want the trauma part, though. How do I do it without the trauma?
Yeah, good luck.
Okay. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake's Honestly Nevermind debuted at top the Billboard 200 to become his 11th number one album. Makes him one of just 5 artists to have more than 11 number one projects. He joins the Beatles, who had 19, Jay-Z, who had 14, Bruce Springsteen had 11, and Barbara Streisand had 11.
Unreal.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Lizzo and Live Nation has pledged to donate more than $1 million to Planned Parenthood. I'm pledging $500,000 for my upcoming tour to Planned Parenthood and abortion rights. Live Nation agreed to match to make it $1 million. These are coming off the ticket sales from coming tour.
That's great. Yeah. Love that. Love that.
And Raptors president Masai Ujiri gets an honorary doctorate from the University of Toronto and been awarded a Doctor of Laws for his achievements on and off the court. Of course, we know his achievements on the court. He's president of the Raptors, won a championship. But also, he founded the nonprofit Giants of Africa in 2003. which is an organization that runs both boys and girls basketball camps in 10 African countries. And
good for
they've
him,
had a,
man.
A lot of success come from that.
Yeah,
so
well
I love Masai. You know, when you talk about ambassadors to like your city,
yeah.
I'm really, really proud that like Masai Ujiri is such a great ambassador for the city of Toronto.
Yeah, he chose absolutely. To be here too. That's the
yeah,
thing, right? You know,
yeah.
It's, the thing with Masai that I love is that you know, this guy, he's one of those rare people that could like break off from sports and run for office and
yeah,
win.
Yeah.
And he has had many offers to go elsewhere and make a ton of money. I think owners want him so bad that they offered him like stakes in the team. Mm-hmm. And each and every time he has stayed, which has been amazing. And so, you know, we're lucky to have a guy like that here.
We are. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Driving into work this morning and it's 5:30. Sun's coming up. It's a beautiful morning. And I am used to not seeing much on the road in terms of like people and that sort of thing. Like
yeah.
You see some cars or whatever, guys going to work. But you don't see lineups.
Oh.
Did you see it too?
Okay, yes. What is this?
So there's a lineup.
Yeah.
And I was driving at like Adelaide at Ontario Street. And I realized that at Ontario Street, there is a an office where you can get your passport.
Is that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the lineup was for? Because I was wondering, I was like, is this for some sort of like, yeah. Like I know the dermatologist clinic is down there, which apparently has, no, honestly.
I've lined up for the derm.
No, it's a walk-in dermatologist. Honestly, it's the only one in Toronto and people will line up at like 4 a.m. apparently.
Really?
So that's what I thought it was, but that makes the passport,
Office. And
I drove by it. They have camper chairs and everything.
Oh yeah. People have their radios and it's like, you know, normally, okay, because what we're used to is when Bell Media used to put on the Much Music Video Awards.
Yes.
We would see kids lined up around the block around this building that
wild,
we work in,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait to see Johnny Orlando.
That's right. But we don't see that anymore, right? So we have I was like is there like are people buying concert tickets or what would you possibly line up for on a Monday this early? And you have to think that they've been there some of them all night
probably. Yeah,
so I almost kind of feel bad because you're like because you first off, you know that some of those people are there getting paid to be there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know that the like the Kijiji ads.
That's a big thing right now is that you pay for people to hold the place in the line.
And people are holding places for, I think it's 25, 30 bucks an hour.
Like, that's wild.
Good coin.
But think about that. 8 hours. That's a very expensive day.
These lineups are getting worse and worse and worse. And last week, the government did announce that they're working on it.
Oh, that's nice that they're working on it.
On it, guys. It's
fine. Which means by September, maybe it'll be a bit better.
So, okay. First off, I had a bit of a scare because I'm going to Mexico in August.
Yes, yeah.
Because I'm cheap and Mexico's cheaper in August
because
it's so stupid hot.
Yes, man.
Well, it's not like you sweat a lot, so.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Very well there.
People are like, you're leaving Canada, which is hot, to go to Mexico, which is hotter in August?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You shut up.
Exactly.
So first off, being me, I moved into the house that I'm in right now that my girlfriend and I are renting about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved in, and I don't know where my passport is. So I'm seeing all these like, stories come out about the lines and about the thing. So last week, you know sometimes when you're like, this could be bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it right now. Do you know where your birth certificate is?
Yes, I do. Because I don't want to live like you. It's an envelope with my passport.
No idea where my birth
certificate is. And my social insurance card.
Don't know where that is either. But I know the number.
Stop it!
And so, I have the number written down, so I'm okay.
I have it memorized.
And anyway, long story short, so I finally got over the fear of the dread that was coursing through my veins.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs and I actually found my passport.
Okay.
But I want to tell you about the smartest thing that I did.
What?
The smartest thing that I ever did was the last time I renewed my passport, it took about 3 seconds to do. It was easy. And they're like, listen, do you want the 5 or the 10 year?
Get the 10.
And I got the 10 year. And do you know when I got that 10 year?
9 years ago.
2017.
Oh, yeah.
So this, had I gotten the 5 year, I would have had to renew anyway this summer. I was like, oh my God.
Can I give you a little tip?
Yeah.
Because I'm the exact same way with important documents. I lose them. What I did is I gave my passport to Michelle because she has like a little holder and like a little like briefcase thing for all of her important documents. And she's much more organized than I am. So I gave my passport to her and now I always know where it is. Thank you.
Do you know how much dread you just filled everybody with, both of you?
Oh, I know.
I guarantee you this morning, if you haven't left the house yet, the first thing you're going to do is go run and find your passport.
Just find it.
And
do
check
it.
The expiry date.
Do it. Be late.
Keeps you on your toes, you know?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Where have you been caught naked? Saturday morning, Jax and TJ and I went for brunch. Celebrating Pride. Had a really great time. And Jax told us a story about how she was caught naked.
Yeah.
In a spot that you don't want to get caught naked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jax, can you explain what happened?
Yeah, so it was fresh. The vulnerability was fresh on Saturday morning when I saw you guys because I had just come from the gym. And I didn't want to be sweaty and gross when I saw you guys, so I wanted to shower after the gym.
By the way, you go to the gym at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
7:30, yeah.
You're a crazy person.
Triple sweat, baby.
Gross.
So I took a nice shower, used all the beautiful products, had a really good time, and felt really, really clean and really refreshed. And I got out of the shower and like, I love my gym, but like their towels aren't meant for all body. Like they're tea towels, like they're little towels. And so I was scantily clad coming out of the shower in my little towel. And that's when I realized that I was locked out of my locker.
So the locker malfunctioned on you?
It malfunctioned. It's one of those like you have to set your own code and then lock and then
right.
like it's like built in. And it must have locked on like a half number. So I couldn't get in my little skimpy towel. Standing outside of it, and
how high is the towel from your knee?
Like it's right below my crotch.
Wow!
Like it's yeah.
That's
and
a
then
tight
there's
towel.
Like, there's like a little slit coming down the side, so I'm like vulnerable, and it's like you know, it's early in the morning, and I'm like, and the gym is three floors, so the main reception area is on the main floor, and the change rooms are downstairs.
No.
Yeah. So I'm naked. I have none of my things, and I. Like everybody else is either showering or like just getting out of the shower. So like I can't, there's no help button, nothing. So I'm just like, I look like a naked Sim just walking around in a circle. You know what I mean? Like I'm just like moseying because I have no idea where to go.
And is there any sort of like intercom or something?
There's nothing. So I had to wait and I looked so, guys, I looked so sketchy because I had to wait to see somebody who I was like, okay, they look like they're going upstairs. And it took me like 5 to 10 minutes to wait for somebody. So I'm just like sitting there naked. The weirdo, just sitting there. And
did you
then
read
I found,
the newspaper?
No, I didn't have anything.
You should have.
But I just, yeah, I had to wait for somebody. And then I finally got in touch with somebody. I was like, hello, are you going upstairs? She was like, yeah. And I was like, can you tell someone that I need help? She was like, okay.
She said, that's apparent.
Yeah. So they came down and I got my things. They said it happens more often than you think.
Well, maybe they should have like an intercom so that they.
I know.
Hey, my
this
is my locker malfunction button.
This is a power thing for them. They know exactly what happens with those lockers, and they want you to do the walk of shame up three flights of stairs.
I was like, and it's like at Young and Shooter, so and it's all glass. So like, if I had have gone up there, everybody would have seen me in my towel dress. Yeah.
It's more of a towel skirt.
Yeah, it was. It was. So here we are. Didn't feel good, guys. Didn't feel good.
That's incredible. I remember being caught. A couple of my friends, this has happened to too. You're young, you live at home, and you have a car, and you've got a partner.
And you
get a little you're, and
frisky.
And, yes, and I know to my friend. I think my friend Steve had his window tapped on by the police.
Uh oh.
And you know the first thing they ask is, does she want to be here?
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
That's the first thing they
good.
Ask.
Yeah.
And then secondly, okay, get out of here now.
Both of you.
The worst, though, is when you're, and this happened to me, we had a situation where it was the middle of winter, and I was at like Cherry Beach or something, and I turned off the car to save gas because I had no money.
Okay.
But I wanted to keep the heaters going. So I drained the battery and couldn't get the car started again.
Yeah.
And like, and at that point, I'm like, oh, God, I got to call like CAA. Yeah. And it's like, and you know, the other thing is, too, where when it's evening or whatever, there's always one other car with very tinted windows in the parking lot. Just you're like, are they in there or not? So I can remember. Yeah, I remember that being kind of spooky. But we wanted to get yours at 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. You were caught naked in a place you did not want to be caught naked. We'd like to know what happened. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Caught naked and you didn't want to be.
Uh-oh.
By the way, I just got a text from my friend who I just mentioned the previous break. She was like, I hope my parents aren't listening, you jerk. I'm like, well, listen, you're married with a child now. I think they know.
That's true.
All right, so want to know where you were caught out naked? 999-999 to text. TJ, what do we got?
Oh, there are some just fantastic texts coming.
Love this.
From the 416, some friends and I were playing beer pong in university, and my team got naked mild. I believe that's where you don't sink a single cup,
ball in the
cup, and you lose. So then you have to run a mile naked. I never went to a place though where they actually made you do it.
Oh,
maybe I gotta go to better parties. Anyway, we planned to do a quick sprint down the path behind the house, but heard people coming in the other direction. So we dove into some bushes to hide.
I guess
the bushes were connected to an older man's backyard. He was having a drink on the deck when two naked girls suddenly appeared in his yard.
Ugh.
I didn't think of any of us expected that interaction.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, man. I bet he's still thinking about it.
Yeah, for sure. from the 705, I was caught naked in my bed when my flatmates forgot to tell me that there was a real estate showing early one morning. A multi-generational family and a realtor walked in. That's Ashley.
Yeah, that's the best when they bring Nana.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
Oh, no.
Picture it. Christening the new truck. Find a deserted area, middle of nowhere.
Oh, God.
Drove up a one-lane country road to a field on a hill. Doing our thing, when all of a sudden I look up and I see a truck approaching us. It was an 80-year-old man who drove parallel to the driver's side window to inform us that he had a problem with people dumping garbage in his cornfield, which was behind us. And he wanted to make sure we weren't doing that.
Well, doing something else.
I mean, in a way.
No.
Like, if you're playing the euphemism game.
No. Yeah. He's probably like, oh, naked, you're fine.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Good luck. Use protection. Be safe. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Keep the text coming.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax just began telling another naked story. And
this happens far too much.
Yeah, and we stopped her because we wanted you to hear it too. Because it starts with Jax saying, my neighbors were over one night.
Yeah.
And Jax sleepwalks, just by the way. So go ahead, Jax.
When I was a teenager, I was thirsty in the night. So I needed a sip of pop, and my mom had some Diet 7-Up in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And I need a little sip.
And I 2 liter?
Was that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all right. A little flat.
I wanted to walk downstairs, and I was like in the middle of the night, so half asleep. And I went downstairs to get a little sip of pop, and it was the middle of the night. So I was like, okay, like I'm naked. I went down and I began to sip the pop from the fridge in the shadow of the light from the fridge. Except there's a plot twist. It wasn't the middle of the night. It was like 10:14 p.m. I had just gone to bed early.
Oh.
And mom and dad had our neighbors over and they were in the kitchen. And like I was asleep enough not to see any of this, like not to realize. I was fully naked. I'm like 17 years old, so like, like too old. I'm a big
too old to be doing
I'm a
this.
Big girl, and like I'm letting it all. I'm letting it all hang out.
Yeah.
So you are. You don't know the neighbors are there, but they see you.
I'm like not conscious enough to realize that there's people there. Until
do you remember
like,
your neighbors' names?
Dana and Tina. Yeah.
I bet you they never forgot yours.
No, and they moved out shortly after.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Mom had to be like, honey. Come with me. Let's
so bring you back.
My favorite part about this is, like, I don't know if you've ever seen a sleepwalker walk.
Yeah. No,
they
I never have.
Heavy steps.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So you took big, heavy steps to the fridge.
Big, heavy steps. And my body was big and heavy, too. It was, but you know what? Live and learn.
That's right. Yeah. But you got your diet 7-Up, and that's what matters.
Big sip.
So thirsty.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I would just like to do a little shout out if I could. Today, 36 years ago, my mother started on the Chum FM morning show.
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
If you don't know, my mom is Marilyn Dennis. And yes, I did use her to get this job.
Oh, stop.
I knew it. It's the only way you could lock yourself up with me and Jax.
That's right. I've been doing this my whole career, actually. I've just been, Mom, can you get me this job? No, but in all seriousness, she started on traffic. No, by the way, she's off today, so she takes her anniversary off, which is nice.
Atta girl.
But the story goes that she was like in Calgary, and that's where my grandfather and grandmother were.
Yeah.
And she was working at a station called CJ92, which is a part of our Bell Media family. So she was a rock DJ, you know? Like,
Maryland.
So she kept sending her what you do in radio is you send these little demo tapes, right, of these condensed versions of your shows. And you, back in the day, this way predates the three of us, but you had to mail it.
Yeah.
And so she would mail demos to Ross Davies, who was the head of Chum FM at the time. And he'd be like, you live in Calgary. Like, I'm not gonna hire you if you live in Calgary. So she moved here with my dad without a job.
Yeah.
She quit. She moved here. She said, okay, I'm here now. She showed up at Chum.
Wow.
And apparently she used
to call,
according to Tom, who is the producer and has been for another, I think longer, like 37, 38 years. She used to call the hotline all the time and say, like, I really want to work there. I really want to work there. I really want to work there. And finally, the way it happened was this guy, Ross Davies, finally said, okay, fine, I'll meet with you.
Yeah.
And they had been trying to find a morning show for this station for a long, long time because Chum FM, believe it or not, used to be Toronto's rock station.
Yeah.
It was called 104 Chum, and he had a deep voice.
Yeah.
And then they changed it to what it is now. And and essentially, they had Roger Ashby, who was the host.
Yeah.
They had him as like an interim guy. Like, you know what, Roger? We're just going to throw you on the air.
And
we're going to find, we want you to take some time off when we find the guy who's going to replace you. So they looked for 2 years. They couldn't find anybody. They were like, I guess Roger's the guy. And then they tried to find a host for Roger, like a co-host. And they had Rick there, but they didn't have like a female sort of voice in the room. And so Mom was hired to do traffic. And she just came in and did traffic. But before she was hired, before they even tried her out, Ross said, are you funny?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm flipping hilarious. Yeah. And she used the actual F word.
Yeah.
And then, and I guess her and Roger sort of hit it off. And she used to have to come in, do her traffic, and then they'd have a little banter back and forth. And then she'd go back to the newsroom.
Yeah.
Back when newsrooms existed. We don't have those anymore.
Wow.
And then eventually it was sort of like, why don't you just stay in the studio? And then that's how that whole thing happened. So I just wanted to take a little moment to say, congratulations to my mom, who will not hear this, because it's been, 36 years on one show is insane.
It's wild.
In broadcasting.
Yeah.
It's just, it can be a little bit inconsistent.
Oh, people get fired all the time.
Yeah.
And, most of the time, that Chum FM show has been number one or close to it. And that's the only reason you can hang on that long.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say congratulations to her. And she does like to come by our studio every morning because we get to work down the hall from each other now.
Your mom.
And then she goes, bye, have a mediocre show.
Also, being a woman in broadcasting at the time coming up.
In the 80s?
Yeah, she has paved the way for so many people. And I watched your mother growing up on the Maritimes. Like, she is legendary on each coast, but definitely on the East Coast. And I remember meeting her and I'm like, damn, you're just as nice as you are talented. And it was almost frustrating. So legend and kudos to her for being an amazing woman in broadcasting.
Yeah. When I first moved back to Toronto, because I was working out west at the time, and I called my family, I said, hey, I got the job in Toronto, moving back. Literally the first or second thing some of the people would say to me is like, oh, do you get to work with Marilyn?
Yeah.
And you do.
Yeah, I do.
And you do.
She refers to us as the kids in the basement.
That's right, because we are.
That's right.
Not in the basement of the ratings, thankfully, but definitely the loud kids down the hall. But shout out to mom, who will not hear this.
Happy anniversary.
When she does get back on the air, I don't even know if she has this week off or not, be sure to shoot her a congratulations message as well. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your boy TJ is leaving his 20s behind at the end of the week.
That's right.
What's the official day, my friend?
July 3rd. It's a Sunday.
So this is the last full 7-day cycle
of
your 20s.
I've been stressed about it.
I hope you're ready for back pain.
I've been dealing with back pain. But the so I've been stressed about it in terms of the fact that my driver's license is now going to say I'm 30 years old.
Yep.
I mean, my day-to-day life, nothing changes because I've been saying I'm 30 years old for the past 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Like pre-pandemic, I was like, I'm 30. I just started rounding up to really lessen the brunt. So if anything, I've had the longest 30-year run of anybody, right? That checks.
So what's the problem here?
Where are you going with this?
And the point is, I don't know how to feel about it.
It sounds I'm scared. You sound good with it. I think you're going to really embrace and lean into your 30s.
You think that, but I also know myself pretty well, and I know I never embrace anything.
I think change is hard for
yes.
TJ. I feel like here's what it is. I think to really bring in your 30s, you must embrace all that was your 20s.
Yeah.
Right? And so what we want to do right now at 999-999, you can also give us a shout too at 416-872-9999. We're going to do a 20s themed week for TJ.
Yeah.
Okay. What things does TJ need to do for the last time in his 20s before he can truly bring in his 30s? And my thinking is you need to have, I think, Friday or Saturday, you need to have the type of hangover that you lay in bed all day.
Oh, do I have to sleep on somebody's couch?
You could sleep on your couch. But I feel like your 20s are like, you have that, right? Where you've got, I call them the two nap and a meal.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't feel better until you've had a nap, and then you've eaten, and then you had another nap, and then you're like, okay, I feel like I can move again. That's
a cry on the bathroom floor kind of hangover.
That's not ending before 30.
Oh, Jax, did you do this in your 20s? Wrap yourself around the toilet because you're so hot?
You're just like soaked with sweat.
Let the condensation cool you down.
Yeah.
What I think you really need to do to embrace your 20s and really kind of honor them is to lose something. Something like your phone, your keys, your wallet. Something.
Self-esteem, does that count?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's done.
That works, that works.
Yeah, you got to lose something.
Do I have to help somebody move? Because that's something that happens in your 20s, too. You're still at the age where people think they can ask you to help them move.
Unfortunately, it doesn't stop in your 30s.
Oh, that's going to continue. Oh, just say no. I haven't. I'm not doing it anymore.
You, Jax?
I know, me.
People pleaser are going to say no.
That's one thing I say no to is moving. No more. I'm done.
Somebody said the hangover isn't worth it, TJ. Don't give in to the peer pressure. I disagree. He's going to be having those hangovers through his 30s. Yeah, I know he's going to have those hangovers.
They get worse.
They get 2 days long. TJ needs to move as much as he can without feeling bad. So you need to do something. You need to at least lift something heavy, according to this text message. After 30, his body will start making weird noises.
Sorry, it started happening. Every time I get off the couch, it's like an engine revving.
Just crack, crack, crack. I like that.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, your boy TJ is turning 30 on Sunday.
30, flirty, and thriving.
That's right.
It's kind of crazy to think. Wow.
I know, because I don't look 30. Like, I look 19, but I also have huge bags under my eyes, so I look like a really stressed out teenager.
Really tired.
Like, exams have really taken it out of me this semester.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, we wanted to see what you think TJ should do before the culmination of his 20s, because 20s are an important decade.
They
you
are.
Learn a lot. Yeah. You change a lot. You are. I don't know if you're more different at the end of one decade than the start. Like the transformation. Think about this. When you're 20, when you turn 20, you're like sleeping on your friends' couches. Mm-hmm. You're in school, whatever.
Yeah.
By the time you're 30, in TJ's case, you're engaged.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have your own place. You own it. You have it's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. You're cooking your own meals, not just putting Michelinas in the microwave.
Yeah.
I don't have any student loans
That's
anymore.
Right.
Yay.
Yeah, we like that. We love that. So this is the thing, right? It's a huge transformation. So what should TJ do to mark the end? Jax, what do we have on the text?
Got a text from the 416 from Ayla. You need to go on a chaotic trip with friends, the kind that ends in a mess and a lot of secrets. Ugh. You know those really messy group trips that you do in your 20s that you think are a good idea, and then once you're 30, you realize you don't want to travel with friends anymore?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
You hate half the people you travel with by the end of it.
Yeah. 3 days.
That's the thing. In your 30s, you become super picky. Like, I'm 34 already, and I can tell you, it's like, there there might be four or five people I would travel with now at all.
And there's a cap on it, like 3 days max.
Oh, yeah. 3 days max for sure.
Yeah. Text from the 905 here. TJ needs to party until the sun comes up. That is a big part of your 20s. Yeah.
I didn't do that in my 20s. I'm not going to start now.
Okay. You need to just until the sun comes up?
You never had a beer while the sun came up?
No. I've always been really, like, honestly, since my 22nd birthday, I've been really good at, by about midnight, I tell everybody to get out of my house.
Wow.
I always just go like, I need to go to bed. You guys need to leave.
I feel like we're turning 30, not you.
Yeah.
There you go. Text from the 647 here. You got a party at a college bar. It's an essential part of your early 20s, especially. I don't think you need to go to a college bar right now.
I don't think you do either.
I don't think you do. No.
I'm in.
I don't think you do.
I'm in.
I think you would take one step in and go, this is too much for me.
That's enough.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Star of the show most definitely goes to you, City of Toronto, for a successful, safe, and amazing first Pride back since 2019. 1.8 million people showed up.
Holy crow.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it was over 200 floats in the Pride parade? Just like a crazy number. Crazy, crazy number. So I just want to say it was lovely. The vibes were immaculate.
The weather was good.
Yeah, the weather was good.
Rain held off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a great Pride. So if you celebrated, I hope you enjoyed. And Jax and Shannon put on a really great show yesterday.
Yeah,
so a little
thank
round of applause to them because it was really awesome.
So much fun.
Even if you couldn't be at Pride, you could still celebrate from home.
That's right.
So that's it for us. Producer Leah is back tomorrow.
Woo!
And we got a brand new Ghosted for you at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Shannon Burns is up next.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.